The Bible is a communication, and in any form of communication, particularly with the Bible, the most important thing is that we've got to read it. We're never going to get anything from it if we don't read it, but most important, just after that, is understanding it. So like all communication, there's a sender and a receiver. Understanding the sender is in the control of the message. We've got to start with that. But then as a receiver, we have to find a way that we can take it into our own minds and transfer that understanding into decisions for our lives. Well, that's where we kind of get to some of the humorous imagery that we see in the Bible, because from that we can maybe more easily follow up on that. One example is, Jesus in the famous sayings, he talked about the foolishness of trying to take the little speck of dust out of somebody else's eye when you got a great big stick in your own eye. I mean, that's humorous imagery. And anybody who sees that heard him say that would know what he was getting at, is that just don't jump to conclusions about casting unkind outlook on somebody else, but pay attention to yourself first. We also have the amazing instance in Hosea, where he was describing the nation of Israel that got themselves in trouble because they weren't really following God's commands. And Hosea said the nation that was like flatbread that was only cooked on one side. That was Hosea 7:8. Well, what he's basically saying is that the people were half-baked. And Solomon, of course, is full of zingers. He described a beautiful woman whose character isn't nearly as beautiful as that, as like a pig that had a golden ring in its nose. That one just especially tickles me. You know, that's how we understand things sometimes, is when we see them cast side by side and how ridiculous something is. Oftentimes my own behavior has been pointed out to me as being really ridiculous. And if we can laugh at that, we can probably grow through it and become more like Christ. Heavenly Father, help us that humor will make us more like Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.